The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 2nd, 1975, in Bombay, India.
The threefold Ahankara, the source of the gross elements, the senses and the mind, is hence identical with them because it is their cause. It is known by the name of Sankarsana, who is directly Lord Ananta with 1,000 heads.
Sahasasirasam sakshat jam anantam pratakshate sankarsanakhyam purusam bhutendriya manomayam. So, this is the description of quadruple expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Advaita Uchyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam, how Ananta Rupam of Krishna is expanded. Now, this is the beginning of such description. The first expansion is Balaram, Baladev. Nayam Atma Balahinena Labhya. It is in the Upanishad, it is said, Atma, the Supreme Soul, cannot be understood without being favored by Balaram. This Balaram sometimes misunderstood as the bodily strength. But without physical strength, nobody can attain the Supreme Personality of God. But that is not the fact. Balahinena means one who is not favored by Balaram or Nityananda, he cannot make any progress to understand the Supreme Personality of God. That is the real meaning, Balahinena, without the favor of Balaram. Balaram is Guru Tattva, and Balaram is present in this age as Nityananda. So Balahinena Labha does not mean without any physical strength. One has to get favor of, say, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, Katiya Mohan, Abaddha Koruna Sindhu Katiya Mohan, Durlabha Krishna Prem, Kare Jare Tare Dham. There is a song like that. So, this first expansion is Balaram. And from Balaram, then Chaturbhuha, Vasudev, Sankarsan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. So, the Sankarsan feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of Bhutendriya Manomaya, these five elements, Bhuta, Indriya, and the ten senses, and the mind, they are similarly Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, they are different controlling deities of the different functions of the mind, intelligence, ego. So, Sankarsana Khapurusam Sahasa Sirasam Ananta. Ananta, you'll find the picture of Narayan lying down Ananta Sajya. There Ananta Chaturdashi Vrata. As there is Nishinga Chaturdashi, the Vaishnava, they have got different functions of appearance and disappearance, days, of Vaishnava and Vishnu, Abhidbhav Tirobhav, that the rising sun and the setting sun, when the sun sets, it does not mean the sun is finished. Of course, some of the former theosophists and scientists, they used to think that this is at night the sun is dead. That is not fact. The sun is not visible to our limited eyes. Similarly, appearance and disappearance of incarnation of Godhead is like that. They are going on just like a horse is running in due course, but when it comes in front of your door or window, you can see. But that does not mean the running of horse is stopped when you cannot see. Similarly, this incarnation of Godhead, Ananta, unlimited, they are from this Sahasra Sirasa Ananta, Kirodukshaya Vishnu. There are description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is not possible to describe how the incarnation, how they are being manifest. But they are recorded in Vedic literature, and especially in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have published our Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can have reference. Ananta, there are so many different types of incarnation. Manna avatar, Manu avatar, there are 5,400,000. 5,400,000 Manu avatar. So, in the Bhagavatam it is stated that the avatars are constantly coming, just like the waves of the ocean or waves of the river. You cannot count them. Only the most important avatars are counted, and we offer our prayers, just like Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Varaha avatar, Nishinga avatar, Vamana avatar, then Parashurama avatar, Lord Ramchandra avatar, Balarama avatar, Buddha avatar. Buddha is also one of the incarnation. Keshavadhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Srila Jayadev Goswami has offered his prayer to the 10 avatar, principal avatar. Keshavadhita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Pralaya Payadhijale Dhita Manasi Vedam Vihita Vahitra Charitram Akedam Kesavadhita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Similarly, Tortoise Avatar, Kurma Avatar, and Varaha Avatar, Nishingade, Tabakara Kamalavari Nakhana Madhubhuta Singham, Dalita Hiranyakasiputanu Vringam, Kesavadhita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Similarly, Vamana Avatar. So origin of all these avatars is the Sankarsan. This Sankarsan. Advaita Achyate Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajo. Krishna is the Adyam. Purana Purusam. Origin. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. In the Bhagavad Gita it is saying, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. All the avatars, Krishna is avatari, the source of all avatars. There are ananta, unlimited number of incarnation constantly coming, like the waves of the river or the sea, but the original person is Krishna. So Krishna says, confirms it, that aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. All avatars Everything is all emanation from me. So, iti matya bhajante mang buddha bhava samannita. So, if we simply worship Krishna, Krishna also demands that, mam ekam, then all the avatars, all the demigods, everything is worshipped. Yatha taron mula nise chanena, tirpanti tastanga bhujoposhatha, pranopaharat jathendriyana, tatha sarvahanam achyutajya, Achyuta is Krishna. By worshipping Krishna, you can worship all the incarnation, all the demigods. The example is given just like watering the root of the tree. You can pour water to the branches, to the twigs, to the flowers, to the fruits. Or by supplying food to the stomach, you can energize all the different parts, limbs of the body. Similarly, Krishna says, mamekam saranam vraja. By simply surrendering to Krishna, your obligation to all other incarnations, demigods, is fulfilled. It is not possible to worship all the incarnations, all the demigods, all the parts and limbs and parts of the body of the Krishna. But simply by surrendering to Him, the origin of Sankarsan, you can worship everyone. And it is very easy. It is not very difficult. Krishna is so kind that He can accept the surrendering and service even of the poorest of the poorest. Ahituki apratihata. If you want to become devotee of God, Krishna, no material things can check. Ahituki apratihata. Apratihata means without any impediment. Any condition of life. Sriya vaishya satha shuddha, papa juna, sri vijayanti parangati. Krishna is open for everyone. Everyone can worship. Krishna is not monopolized by any section or any religion or any nation, any country, no. Krishna claims, sarva-jonishu kauntya, sambhavanti murtayaja. All the species of life, as many forms of life are there. Krishna claims, aham bija padapita, I am the original seed-giving power. So Krishna is open for everyone. And by worshipping Krishna, you worship everything. If you have got a mentality to worship different demigods, different incarnations, that is not possible. Therefore, you can concentrate. Sarvahanam achyutaja. By worshipping Krishna, everyone is worshipped. You have no more obligation. Actually, you have got obligations, so many obligations. All the demigods, they are supplying different energies. And we are maintained by that energy. Every part of our body is controlled by some particular demigod. Even the eyelids, the twinkling of the eyelids, that is also being controlled. We are supremely under control. So therefore, we have got certain obligations. Just now we are controlled by the government. So we have got some obligation also to pay tax to the government, the income tax. So similarly, we have got obligation to the devatas, the demigods, the rishis, the saintly sages, because we are receiving knowledge from them. Just like Vyasadev, He has given us this Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading, we are getting knowledge, the perfect knowledge. Then we are obliged to our surrounding living entities, neighbors, countrymen and others, Devarshi, Bhutatma, the animals also. We are taking service from the animals. The cow is giving milk, the camel is carrying our load, the ass is carrying our load, So many animals, Devursi, Bhutatva, Nina, general, people in general, we are obliged. So obligation there are so many. Devursi, Bhutatva, Nina, Pitrinang, Pitris, our forefathers, the dynasty or the family in which I have taken birth. So Vedic injunction is that you are obliged to so many living entities and you have to satisfy them. Just like you are obliged to the government for supplying so many amenities and you have to pay tax just to fulfill your obligation. If you don't pay tax, then you are liable to criminality. Similarly, we are receiving so many benefits from the Indra, Chandra. We are getting rains from Indra, the moonshine from the Chandra or the moon god, and the sunshine from the sun god. These are essential things, heat and light. So we are obliged, certainly. But if you take shelter of Krishna, then you are free from all obligations. Krishna says, Aham tva sarva papibha mukhaśa. If you don't pay tax, then you are liable to be punished. That is papa. Similarly, we are obliged to so many living entities, demigods, saintly persons. Certainly we are obliged, we are receiving so much benefit from them. But if we surrender to Krishna, saranam saranyam tato mukundam saranam saranyam mukundam parihutta kartam, giving aside all other duties, if we simply surrender to Krishna, then we are no more obliged. Nayam kinkara nacha rini charari. We are indebted and we must give service to all of them. But if you surrender to Mukunda, Devarsi Bhutatva Ninaṁ Kitrina, Nāyaṁ kinkara rini charājan sarvātmanāja saranaṁ saranaṁ gato mukundam parihuttu kattam. You have got so many obligations, but if we surrender to Krishna, Krishna, another name is Mukunda. Gato Mukunda. Saranaṁ parihuttu kattam gato saranaṁ saranaṁ Mukunda. Mukunda, muk means mukti, liberation, ānanda. After liberation you become Anandamaya Vyasa, the original Ananda, your feature of jubilation, Anandamaya Vyasa. We are by nature Anandamaya, not only Krishna, God, but we, being part and parcel. The Ananda is not self-centered. Krishna, when he takes Ananda, Alladini Shakti, when he dances with the gopis, when he plays with the cowherd boys, when he plays as the child of Yashodamai, and in every way, Krishna is Anandamaya Vyasa. So to take this Ananda, to enjoy this Ananda, he has expanded himself in so many forms. The Sangsa are the incarnation, and the Bivinlangsa, we are, jivas. So, to become really Anandamaya, Krishna has ekam bahushyama, he has become many. So don't try to close out this business, one. That is not very good intelligence. The Mayavadi philosophers, they want to become one. One means you agree to the Supreme. That is one. Just like we are conducting this international society, we have got many workers, many disciples, but we are one. One means they are carrying their spiritual master's order, therefore they are one. One means one in agreement, not that they have become amalgamated, no more individuality. Individuality is there, always, but they are one. Krishna and Krishna's devotees. The devotees are simply trying to satisfy Krishna and Krishna is trying to maintain his devotees. This is oneness. Not that we lose our individuality. Without individuality, there is no ananda. If we are sitting together, the oneness is the process of service, that's all. But there are joking, there are cutting jokes, there are some varieties of food. That is ananda. Varieties are there, that is ananda. But they are for one purpose, satisfaction of Krishna. That is oneness. Not that we have become amalgamated. We are amalgamated in one purpose. But not that it cannot be. Because we are a separated energy, eternally. Mami mangsa jiva bhuta jiva loke sanatana. Sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. It is not that by chance we have become separated individuals. No. This word is used, sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. Eternally we are separated energy. That is the beginning of sankarsana. Sankarsana karana chuya sahi. That sankarsana, before this material creation, he lies down in the karana ocean, karana tuya sahi. Jasaika nishasita kalama thavalamma. He is lying in the karana ocean in the sleeping mode. And then from his breathing, innumerable universes are coming out. That is the origin of material creation. Jasaika nishasita kalama thavalamma. So, from spiritual existence, how material existence come into being, that is being explained in the Sankhya philosophy of Kapildeva. So, Sankarsana rupam purusam. Everywhere the purusam, parasam, purusam, or the enjoyer. Purusam, sarsatam, purusam. Lord is purusa, personality. He is not impersonal. And his energies are prakritis. So prakriti purusa is there. That is the spiritual world, that is also paraprakriti, and this material world is aparaprakriti. That the purusa is always there. Purusa is always purusa. And we are marginal prakriti. We are also prakriti. So ekala Ishvara Krishna. So only one Purusha, Ishvara, enjoyer, controller is Krishna. Ekala Ishvara Krishna arasa bhritta. All others in incarnations, even demigods, we are all servant of Krishna. And what to speak of ourselves, even the expansion of Krishna, Vishnu Tattva, they are also serving Krishna. Krishna is so exalted. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, matta parataram nanna. Even the incarnation, Vishnu, Lord Shiva, demigods and others, nobody is greater than Krishna. Asamardha, asama, nobody is equal to him. Nobody is greater than him. Everyone is lower than him. Therefore, he is describing the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, ekala Ishvara Krishna arsa bhritta. Jare jai che na chaye se tai che kare nritta. By the desire of Krishna, we are playing different parts. But Krishna is the original master, and he is also origin of the sankarsana. And Sankarsana origin is of the Purusha avatar, Mahavishnu, and Mahavishnu is the avatar, is the origin of this universe. In this way, if you try to find out the original cause, the cause of all causes, then you come to Krishna. Sarva karana karanam. Cause of all causes. That's all right, if you want to read next verse. Time?
25
No, that's not it.
Right.